Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Nathaniel Saucer, N-A-T, like Tom, H like Harry, A-N-I-E-L. Last name is Sasser, S-A-S-S-E-R. Date of birth is 12-21-1992. Date of accident 6-7-2022. Date of service 1-19-2023. Mr. Nathaniel Saucer is a victim of twin accidents. One accident happened on 6-27-2023. And the second accident happened on 6-7-2022. In the first accident, 6-26-2020, patient underwent an amputation of the left leg during a motorcycle accident, and he has been recovering pretty good. He was wearing prosthesis. On 6-7-2022, second, he underwent an accident where a car hit him on the passenger side trunk, and then it became a T-bone accident. And it was a hit-and-run accident. The car was totaled, but it caused him multiple issues and aggravation of the pre-existing issues. He had a fracture of the tibia of the left side, which has been causing him significant pain, non-healing fracture, and displacement also. In addition, his neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain became aggravated. And as a result, he has been seen. He is undergoing an IME exam, and the patient has extreme pain in the area of the left tibial tuberosity, left knee, due to the misfitting prosthesis. These pains are almost continuous and are occupying neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 10, according to him. Some radiation to the left buttock is reported. Pain in the left knee is around 9. Left hip is pain is 8. And he has a difficult time carrying out his life actions, ADLs. He was given an injection to the left knee intra-articular and suprapatellar injection to some relief, which has brought some relief on 12-15-2022. Today he comes for follow-up. He reports that he is now going to be seeing a neurosurgeon, Dr. Mohan, and the appointment is on 1-4-2023. He is undergoing physical therapy. He is going chiropractor, massage. He does have a severe pain in the left hip, left knee, and varies from 6 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. 60% pain is reported relieved with the current pain management protocol. He has been referred to a laser treatment. ADLs that are affected are as follows: general activity, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Walking ability is affected 9, and mood is affected 8. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has headaches, difficulty sleeping, tension, anxiety, depression, and he denies any vertigo, dizziness, vision disturbance, double vision, blackouts, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or any loss of memory or confusion, disorientation. He has a mild anxiety and depression. Neuropsych evaluation shows ADHD as well as post-traumatic stress disorder. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and pain in the lower back, mid-back, upper back, and left hip, left knee, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has some stomach pain but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report the pain in the hip has been hurting him last 3 weeks, extremely a lot. He's also reporting a new prosthesis on the way, and that will help his pain. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance history patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the the date of visit is not 1-4, but it is 1-19-2023. My apologies. Could you please change the date of service 1-19-2023, date of birth 12-21-92, date of accident 6-7-2022. The pain level he reports is 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of neck, mid-back, upper back, and all in the left knee it is 4. It is swollen and arthritis due to the misfitting processes. He is getting a new processes. He has a muscle stimulator and a bone stimulator also. And ADLs are affected 7, especially patient is reporting today that 50% to 60% improvement has happened in the pain. And general activity and work are affected 9, sleep is affected 8, working ability is affected 7, mood is 6. In the system review patient report that suffering from headaches which child 3-4 and on scale of 1 to 10, with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, ear ringing, poor work performance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression. He denies any loss of memory, nightmares, anxiety, confusion, disorientation, blackouts, fainting, dizziness, or vertigo. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, and limited range of motions, numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, as well as left hip, left knee pain, and some difficulty walking. Can you please rectify it? It is from this current visit of 1-19-2023. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain is present, no blood, stool trouble, swelling. The GU, incontinence of the urine is present, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported, and patient does use marijuana for additional pain relief. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 151 over 89, pulse is 103, pulse ox is 100. The rest exam is from this visit, which is 1-4-2023, dictation number 0115-001. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week. Especially focusing neck and lower back, shoulder and knee 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. And he is continuing disability in work, housework, replacement and transportation. And he'll be shifted to a light duty job. And he's been provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, trazodone 50 milligrams for night for sleep, lidocaine patch 5% for topical pain relief, water and gel 3% for topical pain relief, Narco 7.5, 3.25 once a day, PRN for 15 days is provided. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. His meds for review. The further narcotics will be discontinued for him. If he requires more, he'll be referred to an addiction clinic, and he's already seeing a new surgeon. He has never come across having an injection treatment for lumbar, as well as a thoracic. He also has to do a cervical spine MRI. He's continuing seeing a chiropractor, and he was referred to neurosurgery, which he's doing, and we believe that they can look into it. He's referred to psychiatry for PTSD, ADHD, sleep and anxiety, and I believe we have done all we could. If he doesn't want any more injections, we'll be discharged from our side. Thank you.